It's been a while since we chatted.
It has been, yeah. And thanks for having me back.
How's your life been? How's the journey? What's happening?
I can't complain. It's been so busy just being able to be in the studio, to make music, to be able to perform out live. Yeah, it's been one heck of a journey.
Let's talk about Boots. This is your latest. Got a real kind of authentic country groove to it. I love it.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, Boots is a really fun one to write because I went to a writing session one day. And I was just telling my co-writer, Jay Allen, I'm like, I'm happy right now. I'm like, I get to wear cowboy boots. I get to play music with people that I love. Like, I'm living the dream. And I was like, maybe we're all out of song ideas because I'm happy now. So we have nothing to write about. Typically for me, writing has always been a really therapeutic thing. So I've always kind of written songs as like a reflection of things that I've gone through and that sort of stuff. But when we wrote Boots, Jay had kind of come up with this idea, have boots will travel. And I was like, ooh, that's cool. So what we ended up writing was more so my life story and my life journey versus something that was more reflective. I'm like, this song is like where I've been and it's where I'm at and it's where I want to go.
One thing you can't do in boots, though, is run very effectively, can you? You have to walk in boots.
You have to walk confidently, you know, like in the, yeah.
Is Nashville on your radar at all?
Right now, everything I've been doing is 100% Canadian.
Nice.
And I love keeping it that way. I record all my music out of London, Ontario, and I've written with so many incredible Canadian writers. There's incredible writers everywhere, and I think that that's like the biggest thing. And for me, I always thought that I had to go somewhere else. My career has never been as amazing as it is right now, like right in my hometown, mm-hmm. and being able to work with people right here. So I think that there's kind of this misconception that like you have to be in Nashville or you have to be in LA or New York. And I'm like, the best stuff that I've ever done is right here at home. And it's 100% Canadian. For me, it's important to work with people that not only believe in who I am as an artist and as a songwriter, but also as a person. And I think that the hang is just as much as the creating art. And I've really been able to find my people right here. So I'm excited for us to go back in studio this fall and work on some new music to launch in 2025. It's crazy to think about 2025.
I know.
So far away.
You have to think so far ahead sometimes. You can't enjoy the now because you're thinking about the future. I'd love to chat with you again today. Olivia May Graham here for Friday Live.
Thank you so much.